The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 15 of Love Now. Today's title is Perfect Love Casts Out Fear. David Jackman said, "If we are afraid that God is going to punish us, we cannot yet be aware of the fullness of His everlasting love." Our text today is 1 John 4:18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." Today begins the third week of our journey to Love Now. For the last 7 days, we have studied how Scripture defines love. Now, we will look at how Scripture describes the various nuances of God's love. We begin with this description in 1 John 4:18. "Perfect love casts out all fear." The word for perfect means complete, mature, and full grown. As we mature in experiencing God's love and extending His love to others, we have less fear of future punishment. As a child, my father disciplined me to teach me the consequences of disobedience and poor choices. In my younger years, I feared my father's punishment. I knew that he loved me, but I also feared messing up and getting punished or grounded. As I grew into adulthood, my relationship with my father matured. I came to realize he punished me because he loved me and wanted God's best for my life. I also feared his punishment less because our relationship was based on love, and I wanted to please my dad. Likewise, as you grow up in your relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, you understand His love more fully. You want to please God, not because you fear punishment, but since you have experienced His great love. Now that your love has matured and you are wiser, your love relationship with Jesus causes you to live with peace, joy, and confidence of where you stand with the Father. Stephen J. Cole adds needed discernment. John is not saying that we should not fear God in the sense of regarding Him with respect and reverence. There is a proper sense of fearing God as the judge. Speaking in the context of the final judgment, Jesus said in Luke 12:4 through 5, "My friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear, the one who, after he has killed, has the authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." But in our context, John means that you cannot draw near to God in love and run from Him out of fear of judgment at the same time. God wants His children to know that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, as seen in Romans 8:1. The phrase perfect love means love that has reached its goal, or love that has expressed itself in action. If you still fear God's judgment, at the very least, you are not practicing biblical love for others, as you should be doing. That's what John means when he says, "The one who fears is not perfected in love." All of us, at one point in life, should have experienced the fear of God's judgment. But as you grow in grace and godliness, that fear is replaced by God's love. Bruce Barton and Grant Osborne provide more understanding by putting 1 John 4:18 into context. Apparently, believers in the first century trembled at the thought of future judgment. Surely, the thought is sobering, even scary, standing before the Lord on his throne to give an account for one's life on earth, as seen in 2 Corinthians 5:10. Yet, John explains clearly how we can banish such fear from our lives. First, we must come to terms with how God loves us. Christ has taken our punishment, and our sins are forgiven. In understanding this truth, that we are completely and totally accepted in Christ, we find a great sense of freedom. Second, we must love others. If we spend our lives caring for others and putting their needs first, then the judgment seat of Christ will become a time for gaining, not losing, rewards. We will hear our Master say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." To drive fear from your life, spend time today meditating on the truth that you are loved unconditionally. Here are some questions to consider. What is meant by perfect love in this context? What does 1 John 4:18 say about the relationship between love and fear? Why does fear involve punishment, according to this verse? In what ways is your maturing love casting out fear? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day, resting in the love of God.